Blue growth represents thus a new phase of the IMP implementation and will be a priority for CPMR. A priority that is closely linked to innovation, research, development of new technologies and tradable goods, taking advantage of the biological, mineral, and energy resources of the sea. Our biggest challenge in this matter should be how to place this potential at the service of our regions and populations, namely by enhancing our work and exchange of knowledge and good practices in areas such as blue biotechnologies, marine and maritime research, naval industry, employment, training, maritime and coastal tourism, and fisheries. Naturally, in this context, the implementation and operating of the different types of European territorial cooperation mechanisms and instruments represent opportunities that cannot be ignored by the CPMR, such as Horizon 2020 and other programs that allow financing cooperation between peripheral and maritime regions. Finally, the IMP external dimension should also be valued, namely through the commissions and members enjoying closer contact to areas such as the Mediterranean, the Baltic Sea, the North Sea, and the Atlantic. 8 years after the launch of the Green Paper on IMP, much has been achieved and much is still to be explored, not only at the European level, but also at international level. In what regards cohesion policy, as the wider implementation of the partnership agreements and operational programs approaches, CPMR should pay special attention to difficulties faced by our regions in the 2014-2020 period, protecting its interests and clarifying relevant matters with the European Commission and preparing in due time the next period of negotiations. In these matters, what is important is to underline our commitment to the pursuit of an harmonious development of Europe that respects the different realities of our regions and delivers concrete results for our citizens, particularly the youngest ones. The European project was born of a dream of peace and prosperity for a continent massacred by two wars, a dream that assumes currently new challenges that require concrete and effective responses. The challenge of job creation, especially for young people, it's the first and foremost amongst these. If we, as leaders, fail towards this generation, we will have failed in the objective of ensuring that hope and development are the building blocks of this joint project.